AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. On the last day of his U.S. visit, the Pope is telling survivors of clerical sex abuse he'll hold those responsible accountable.
Speaking to U.S. bishops through an interpreter, Pope Francis said sexual abuse can no longer be kept a secret, and he has promised to aggressively protect young people.
That youth are protected, and that all responsible will be held accountable.
The Pope is creating a new Vatican tribunal to prosecute bishops who fail to protect their flock by covering up for pedophile priests rather than reporting them to police. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
The president is in New York for the UN's annual gathering of world leaders.
The centerpiece of the president's visit is his annual General Assembly speech tomorrow morning. But there'll also be UN sessions on development, peacekeeping, and countering violent extremism, and meetings on the sidelines with world leaders, including his first with Vladimir Putin since Obama put relations with Moscow in a deep freeze over its carving up of Ukraine.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. France has carried out its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, destroying a training camp in the eastern part of the country. AP correspondent Angela Charlton with more.
France had been involved in the U.S.-led coalition against IS in Iraq, but only recently expanded that to involve Syria, in part because France fears terrorist threats on its own soil. It was also in the context of the growing Syrian refugee crisis.
House Speaker John Boehner says there will be no government shutdown.
The Senate is expected to pass a continuing resolution next week. The House will take up the Senate bill.
He tells Face the Nation passage of that bill will be accompanied by the creation of a special committee to investigate Planned Parenthood, a compromise with conservatives who'd been demanding it be defunded. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton facing fresh email questions now that more messages related to her role as Secretary of State have been discovered. Here she is speaking to NBC's Meet the Press this morning.
What I have tried to do in explaining this is to provide more transparency and more information than anybody that I'm aware of who's ever served in the government.
Friday, the State Department announced a newly discovered email change from 2009 between Clinton and then General David Petraeus. Tragedy on a New Jersey high school football field. The AP's Ed Donahue reports a student has died after suffering an injury.
Evan Murray was a three-sport athlete at Warren Hills Regional High School outside New York. People at the game say the quarterback walked off the field under his own power after being hit. A witness told the New York Daily News Murray felt woozy after the tackle, but reassured teammates he was fine. He was lifted onto a gurney and taken to a hospital.
The teen later died. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.